Doug.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Hey there, Stoic Squad. Dylan Brooks here, your daily dose of wisdom and a whole lot of real talk. Ever feel like fear's got you stuck in neutral? Like it's that voice whispering nope, not today, every time you try to step outside your comfort zone. Trust me, I get it. Fear's like that annoying house guest who overstays their welcome always there, taking up space, and making things a little less comfortable. But here's the thing. Fear doesn't have to rule your life. We can learn to manage it, overcome it even, and build a foundation of courage rooted in something far more powerful. Self-compassion. Today, we're diving deep into how to silence that inner critic, embrace those wobbly moments, and unleash the awesome power within you. Because let's be honest, life's too short to live paralyzed by fear. We're going to unpack 5 key takeaways that can help you rewrite your relationship with fear and cultivate a heart full of courage. First up, recognize that fear is a natural human emotion. It's part of our survival instincts, designed to keep us safe from danger. But in today's world, often our fears are rooted in imagined threats or past experiences. We start worrying about things that might never happen, replaying old mistakes on loop, letting fear dictate our choices. So, remember, fear isn't a sign of weakness, it's a signal. A signal that tells us something needs attention, something we need to address, not ignore. Next, practice radical self-acceptance. This means to tune harsh inner critic and embracing your imperfections. We all stumble, make mistakes, and feel vulnerable sometimes. It's part of being human. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a good friend going through a tough time. Be gentle with your heart, acknowledge your feelings without judgment, and remember that you are worthy of love and compassion, even when things get messy. Third, challenge those negative thought patterns. When fear creeps in, pay attention to what thoughts are swirling around in your head. Are they realistic? Are they helpful? Often, our fears are fueled by distorted thinking, assuming the worst-case scenario, jumping to conclusions, catastrophizing every little thing. Consciously choose to replace those negative thoughts with more balanced and empowering ones. Remember, you have the power to reframe your perspective. Now, cultivate a growth mindset. Embrace challenges as opportunities for learning and growth. Step outside your comfort zone, even if it feels scary. You might stumble, you might fall, but that's okay. Every misstep is a chance to learn, adjust, and come back stronger. Remember, courage isn't the absence of fear, it's taking action despite it. Finally, surround yourself with supportive people. Connect with those who uplift you, encourage your dreams, and celebrate your wins big and small. Sharing your journey with others can provide invaluable support and remind you that you're not alone in this. Remember, we all need a little help sometimes, so don't be afraid to reach out and build a tribe of strong, supportive individuals who will cheer you on every step of the way. Think about a time when you let fear hold you back from something you really wanted to do. Maybe it was asking someone out on a date, pursuing a new hobby, or speaking up in a meeting. Now imagine yourself approaching that situation with self-compassion and courage. How will things be different? What kind of empowering choices could you make? Remember, building courage is a journey, not a destination. There will be ups and downs, moments when fear tries to creep back in, but by practicing self-compassion, challenging those negative thoughts, and taking action despite your fears, you can create a life filled with authenticity, purpose, and joy. So, my fellow Stoic Squad, go out there and shine. Be kind to yourself, embrace the challenges, and never let fear dim your light. And remember, keep that inner fire burning bright because you've got this. Now, get out there and make today awesome. And if you enjoyed this episode, be sure to share it with a friend who could use a little dose of courage in their life. Don't forget to subscribe for more daily Stoic Wisdom. I'll see you back here tomorrow for another inspiring chat.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.